My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is priceless. You know, being ahead of the game, being on top of your health, and not just handing it over to someone else to manage for you. Being able to make the decisions about the supplementation you use, the alternatives and the complements, the diet and the whole big picture, and being a part of the process sometimes not only is really, really effective, but it also keeps us motivated and keeps us involved in the game. I think a lot of us have gotten to the point where we just kind of accept whatever comes in our direction, and we have kind of just let ourselves just be, you know, pointed in a direction and then given a list of pharmaceutical drugs, and we just continue to do so. And many times we don't feel comfortable having a dialogue with our medical practitioners, maybe because we're not aware of all the information. We haven't done our homework. We haven't asked any questions. And how many times do we go to the doctor and they give you whatever they give you and you take it? And do you do any research on the drugs and prescriptions you're using, or do you just take them and go along with the program? We should all be fighting every inch of the way to get to a point where we do not need to use pharmaceutical medications. Do they have their place? Absolutely. Are they life-prolonging and life-saving and life-correcting? Of course. And in many cases, there's people that are here on this planet right now because of those medications. But there's also a whole bunch of us that have just given in and got on a medication and decided that we don't have to do anything because now we're pharmaceutically controlled. And I think that's where the problems come in. And a lot of people just get hooked on the medication. And I can't tell you how many times I've asked people, why are you on this? And they'll say, I don't know. Literally had this conversation with a friend a couple years ago, and it was just one of the things that I opened my eyes a little bit. She had lost her husband and went through some, you know, pretty deep grieving depression, and she was on an antidepressant. And then she found happiness 4 or 5 years later, got married, and one of the most amazing marriages, which she's still in today. They travel all over the world. She's the happiest person I know. And we did a consultation, and I said, why are you still on this antidepressant? And she said, I don't know. And I said, are you having any depressive? She goes, no, absolutely not. So she called her doctor and he told her how to titrate off of it. And she got off of it, but she was continuing to take it because they just kept renewing it. How many times are we in those situations? That's why it's good to have a dialogue with your doctor every time you go in. Do I still need to be on this? My blood work just came in. Do I still need to be using this? You know, what's the chance of getting off of this and trying something more natural? It's all about the dialogue and it's all about the conversation. So I hope that you'll take the time to have those conversations with your doctors, because it is pretty important. The other thing to keep in mind is it's just all about questions. That's it. It's just all about questions and you putting yourself into a category where you are looking towards something better, something healthier. And that's what we try to do here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guests in the industry, the conversationalists, the educators, the formulators, the ones that are at the peak top of our industry that are making amazing decisions about the lines and the products and the sources and the quality and the blends and the formulations for the things that we purchase from the best companies that are out there with high integrity, thinking about us, the consumer, first. And that's truly important. Those are the companies that I like to work with. We also talk about the relevant topics, the things going on every day today, the things around us, the things that we're worried about, the things we're scared about, the things that we're dealing with, and the things that we're hearing about. We want to talk about them. It's great to incorporate in things that we've known in the past because we are where we are because of where we came from. But, you know, let's just keep it real. Let's talk about the things that are happening today in today's world. It's really, really important. The thing is, if we don't take the time to do that, you know, I think we're really missing the importance of what we can do as individuals for our good health. And I think we need to remember that sometimes we have to be the ones, you know, driving and the ones asking the questions. Part of that is to choose a store where you can have that conversation and have that dialogue. And bring in great credibility and integrity and longevity in that Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You know I talk about them every day. And the reason that I do is because I'm so happy to be in Las Vegas, to have a store like this that I can locally recommend. And I can't tell you how many people fly into Vegas for vacation. And while they're here, because they're listeners to me all around the country and in other countries as well, that when they come to Vegas, they stop and stay healthy. They want to go see what it's all about. They want to see what it's like to talk to people that have knowledge and people that have information and that are educated with great passion. I can't tell you how many people do that. Then they end up calling them in the future, asking questions and ordering from them. And I think that's great because when you find your place, your comfort zone in something as important as your good health, I got to tell you, it's an amazing, amazing situation. One of the things that I want to talk about is, I guess the hard part about approaching this is looking at the big picture and saying to yourself, what can I do? What can I do about, you know, my health and where I've come from and where I'm going to, and what can I personally do? Those are the questions you want to ask. You know, I hate to say that sometimes getting sick and tired of being sick and tired is really important, but sometimes that's what it takes for us to get motivated. And small, tiny changes are actually more motivating than big, gigantic changes because small changes make you want another one. And then when that one happens, you want another one. And then it's just that intensity and that interest and that motivation just starts rolling. So I wish all of you great future health and success on your healthy journeys. And I hope that you will choose out the folks that Stay Healthy to help you. And the great thing about their store is they carry only the best of the best, so you're not going to make a decision that's bad. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, and you will be happy and have peace of mind that you put yourself into a priority position of achieving, holding on to, and getting back good health. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, when you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you. You'll be really glad that you did. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive. And remember, right on that corner, northwest corner, you can't miss them, right over by Smith's. And chances are you've probably been there over the years, or you've heard about them, or your friends go there. You'll be taking your friends there as well, and that's always a good thing. Remember to give them a thumbs up on Facebook, because you'll be connected to them every day for their great post. And of course, if you visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, enter your email address, and you'll be connected to the store for newsletters and coupons and all that good stuff. All I can say is you're going to have a great relationship with them. And I think that it's really, really important to be able to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have everybody get their paper and their pads ready. We're going to do a Q&A today. I'm going to actually play my breaks right now. When we come back, we're going to go straight through. And what we're going to do is have your paper ready, because a lot of your questions are going to be asked today. So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Loop Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that. Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients, a transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in support overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. We're going to get started on our question and answer show today, and I'm so excited. I have got a special guest that showed up today. Mark Kaler is back with us today. It's been a long time since Mark's been on the show. Let me give you a little brief background on Mark, and we're going to get at it and get some viewpoint from an industry icon. I think you're going to really enjoy this. Mark's life took a sharp and unexpected turn in the middle of working on his PhD in sociology. As it happens with many of us, a part-time job in a health food store awakened dramatic lifestyle changes and a passion for holistic health and healing. From this point on, he began exploring in depth, and still does to this day, a diverse array of healing practices and traditions from around the world, from a Cherokee reservation to an Amazonian rainforest to the mountains in China. These varied studies have led him to develop a style of practice and approach to healing that focuses on truly holistic healing and incorporates in a variety of approaches, styles, and modalities. Eschewing a pursuit for allopathic alternatives or symptomatic relief, Mark has been in pursuit of radiant health both in his own life and his practice. He views health and healing as a lifelong or a path process rather than an end goal, seeing his role as an educator healer. He works to encourage, nourish, and bring forth an individual's innate healing gifts and abilities. Consulting in the natural products and food industry as an educator and formulator, he is currently creating a nonprofit organization, Radiant Health Project, which is centered on sharing health and healing information from a holistic and natural perspective, focusing on maximizing on health, vitality, and even longevity rather than a disease symptom orientation that predominates today. Make sure you check out his website, www.radianthealthproject.com. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing great. We have some great questions, and I would love your perspective on these. And everything going okay with you and your world?
Things are doing well, and you know I'm never short of opinion, so let's get to it.
All righty, great. First question that comes in today, it says, I am a water drinker, but in the summer I tend to drink a lot more water. I'm wondering if there is a maximum amount of water we can drink every day. I know this is a real simple question, but I'm wondering what you think about that, because, I mean, you drink water. I love a lot of water. Do you have a maximum amount, or do you tell people to drink as much as they can? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I generally tell people to drink as much as they can. Usually it's about an ounce per 2 pounds, I think, is kind of the general goal there. But everybody's a little different, and in reality, you actually can, you know, biologically, physiologically drink too much water. You can actually get to a point where they actually call it water intoxication, mm-hmm. Something that may sound good for someone who's looking for a buzz, but not a good thing to be doing. So you can, but you actually have to really... You have to be obsessively drinking water, you know, like by the gallons to get to that point. So particularly, you know, where you are in that very dry heat, mm-hmm. You know, drink it up. Generally what you find is when you actually discover that you're thirsty, it means your body has gone too far. Our body system in that, unfortunately, is a little slow in the uptake. So don't wait to get thirsty. Just kind of keep that flow of fluids going in.
Okay. We have so many questions. I'm just going to keep rolling. Dear Jeff, do you have a favorite nutrient that you recommend for sleep? It seems like I can relax when I go to bed, and then an hour later I'm staring at the ceiling. I don't want to use the prescription that was prescribed.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people obviously have sleep issues, and the root causes for those things can be lots of different things. So it's, for me, it's kind of hard to make a generalization across the board. I mean, I've had clients come see me who have these sleep issues, and we go through, we try all sorts of different things, and what they don't tell me is that they drink an energy drink every night after dinner or have a big cup of coffee or something, you know, with dinner and things. Well, you know, the caffeine may be a good reason why you're keeping yourself up. So, you know, no stimulants in my mind after about 2 o'clock for most people, although different people metabolize it differently. But for most, I think it's best to stay away from it. Again, it really depends on what's going on with the individuals. I do like valerian extract a lot. That tends to work pretty well for most people. There are some people that, for some reason, valerian actually seems to have a somewhat opposite effect for them. So, you know, it's one of those things you got to try and see how it works for yourself. I do use melatonin for some individuals. That's a very effective tool. I think the key with melatonin, though, is not to get into the habit of using it on a nightly basis, you know, really kind of use it when you need it or when you feel like you're going to have issues falling asleep. The reason for that, and this is kind of a general rule for me, is melatonin is a natural hormone the body produces. I generally don't like giving the body something consistently that the body should be producing itself. Mm-hmm. I'm always concerned that if you do this long term, that shuts down your body's own production of melatonin because your body says, hey, we don't need to produce any because you're keeping, you know, you're taking a tablet or capsule of it. So I think with melatonin, I think that works well. But, you know, use it sparingly, use it as needed. The lifestyle thing, I think, is bigger and bigger today. getting away from that blue light at least 2 hours or so before you go to bed, I think is huge. I've seen that have a dramatic impact, and by blue light we mean computer screens, TVs, the cell phones. All those things need to be gotten rid of, and even some of the light bulbs we have, like in my office, I have those white sunlight bulbs. They produce a lot more blue light, so at night those should be off, and stick to those warmer, a little more yellow lights in the evenings. I think is a big thing. Another one, herb I like a lot, particularly for people who, kind of their mind's going, and I'm one of those. I get in bed, and for some reason my brain goes, oh, now's when I want to think about everything. I want to, what did I forget to do today? What do I need to do tomorrow? Or, for me, a lot of times it's, these big life things. What's the meaning of life, or what's going on in the world? That's when my brain tends to kick in for these things. I like passion flower extract a lot for that. That's one of my favorite herbs in that regard. It just kind of calms that mental chatter down in the long run. And then two other things I use kind of more in a day-to-day basis, or three things I use on a day-to-day basis, two mushrooms, both lion's mane and reishi. I think if you take regularly during the day, when you get to bed at night, your body's ready to relax and go to sleep and do what it needs to do. So I think that works really well in that regard. I think ashwagandha can help in that as well. And I know both you and I are big fans of ashwagandha. That's a unique herb in the sense that ashwagandha gives us energy, yet ashwagandha is also a nice relaxing herb that can actually help us get to sleep at night too. So those are some of my favorites. What are yours?
You know, I'm big into ashwagandha and holy basil, and of course B vitamins. Of course, I love passion flower. I used to use it years ago. I started using it again maybe 6 months ago, and I forgot how much I liked it. Valerian, I'm one of those people that if I take valerian, it does the opposite for me. So as much as I like valerian and the philosophy and behind it, I can't use it because it makes me want to get up and do things.
You know, that doesn't surprise me that you would be contrary with an herb like valerian. You'd be one person I would pick that would be that way.
Yeah, definitely. Some things do that for me. So I really do enjoy ashwagandha a lot. And I mean, I love everything about it. And during those times when I need it, I just take more. And I can handle a lot of B vitamins, and my body craves B vitamins. So I take, of course, I take B complex, make sure they're blended.
Do you take the B complex? Do you take them before you go to bed, or do you just take them earlier in the day?
I can take them anytime.
Really?
Yeah.
Because some people, particularly like the coenzymated Bs, which I'm a big fan of.
Me too.
Oftentimes those will energize people, not in a, a jittery caffeine way, but. So I'm just curious about when you were taking them.
Nah, it doesn't matter for me. And I can actually take some of my Bs. I can't believe I'm saying this without food. But I try to take them with dinner. It would be the latest time. So cool. No, that's great. Thank you for answering that. Here's one that's kind of timely. It says, every year my dogs go crazy on the 4th of July. And this year I'm going to be in a bigger city. I'm visiting my daughter. I know they're going to have a lot of fireworks. Anything that you recommend to keep them calm? The vet says they can give us the equivalent of like a Xanax and kind of knock them out. But it's going to be on a Thursday this year, so they're going to be probably doing things all weekend long. Any suggestions on the natural side for my dog? He's 11 years old, so I'm a little nervous with this holiday.
Yeah, I certainly understand that. And one of our pups is certainly that kind of reactive, too. What I actually start doing, I live in Georgia, and people kind of start their fireworks 5, 6, 7 days ahead of time down here. So I just put that one pup on reishi on a day-to-day basis, during this, what I call the fireworks season, because it kind of helps with the anxiety. It can help them relax them over time. It can help them deal with that, those moments that are actually creating the issues and things. I've also used flower essences, and I don't remember the names. There are a couple companies that make flower essence blends that are specifically for this type of thing, and I'm sure you can find those out there. But I've used those as well. I haven't used ashwagandha, but I've read that some people do that in that regard as well. So that might be good. But the one I've used, and I use it kind of long term through it, not just at the evening of the fireworks. I use the reishi extract. But what I also tend to do is try to get them out earlier in the day where they get really active and kind of tire them and wear them out. And the other thing I do is I put on music and I just kind of put it up a lot louder than I normally would to help distract and kind of minimize some of that. And we really had to do that. I used to live in New Jersey, and literally right across the street from us was a park. And unfortunately, that's where they did the July 4th fireworks. So it was something that we had to be really careful and aware of.
You know, I have, I've been really blessed over the years. I've never really had one. I maybe one over the years that was a problem, but most of them I bring upstairs and I have the TV on quite loud. It's usually unloud anyway because I'm half deaf. And usually we do really well. I have a litter of puppies right now, so that may be a little bit of a different issue. But
congratulations!
Oh, thank you.
Do your horses react to the fireworks?
I think that they do a little bit. Maybe the younger horses the first time around, but I think they're outside and you know they're used to so many elements and they're used to things like rain and thunder and wind and everything. I'm sure they do, but you know I think for the most part most of them, if they do anything, it depends on the temperature. If it's a little cooler, along with that, they might feel a little bit more frisky and you know run around a little bit more. But for the most part, I think that you know we feed a lot on July 4th. You know, just give them extra food, so it just keeps them busy.
Oh, that's the other thing we do too. I should have thought of this. We actually get turkey and give it to all the animals on July 4th. You know, turkey has a higher tryptophan content.
Sure,
they tend to get a little more relaxed and sleepy and nappy when we give them the turkey like that.
Okay. Well, I know you just started mentioning this a minute ago, but, you know, this is a question I've been saving for you for a long time. It says, Jeff, I've redone my vitamin regimen, and I've decided to add a mushroom. I want to just add one and see how I do with it. Do you have a favorite mushroom that you would add that would give me something that I could notice, but I don't want to add a whole bunch of them? Now, my answer to her will be reishi. What is yours going to be? I know it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you're laughing at me here, but yeah, mine would generally be reishi as well. Although for most people, it's not something you're going to take and necessarily, you know, that day or the next couple of days go, wow, you know, this is an incredible effect, because it's kind of this tonic action that nourishes and balances. And these are things that kind of bring benefits and that accrue and increase over time. So the longer you take it, the greater the benefits in that regard. So reishi would be my first choice just because it does so many things. I mean, it's a tonic for the brain, the central nervous system, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys. I call it a tonic detoxifier. It supports the body's detoxification process while it protects it. It's anti-inflammatory. It's antioxidant. It helps with sleep, helps with stress. You know, it does so many things that are really relevant to the health issues that we're majorly confronted with in today's day and age, that I think it's a really wonderful remedy. If someone's looking for something maybe for a little quicker benefit, though, cordyceps might be called for, just because of that yang energy. People start to notice that usually in a few days, so there's that, you know, kind of overall boost of motivational energy. But reishi, you know, would be my first choice.
Okay, I figured so. Where should we go? Oh, there's so many good questions. Any suggestions that you have for someone that works in the heat, a way for them to deal with the heat more effectively? Now, obviously, I usually talk about electrolytes and hydration and things like that, but maybe you have a word of wisdom that I haven't mentioned.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things. First, dietarily, as far as heat, you obviously mentioned, you know, the most important one, which is getting plenty of fluids, particularly non-caffeinated fluids. Caffeine's a diuretic. You know, when you're drinking Coke, or, you know, or some sort of soda or something like that that's high in caffeine, because it's just going to make you go to the bathroom more, which is going to dehydrate you more. So water is the best thing in that regard, although I like adding, like, the trace mineral powders and things into that to help balance in that things. But there are foods that tend to be cooling. Fruits in general, for the most part, tend to be really cooling. One of the things I love best about summer is it's melon season, particularly watermelon. Mm-hmm. Watermelon is a really nice cooling herb, so eating, you know, these cooling herb or these cooling foods, I think, can be really helpful. So just increase your uptake in, you know, in any sort of fruit that you prefer, and you know, try to mix it up as best you can. And then there is a remedy that is actually clinically researched, kind of surprisingly in this regard, a product called Immune Health Basics. They actually did a couple of clinical studies where they took individuals. And they put them in, I don't know what you actually call it technically, but a hot room where they jacked up the heat quite highly and put them on a bicycle and made them exercise. And they found that their body responded to the stress of the heat and the activity much more effectively. So you know, it's a product of Immune Health Basics that obviously you would think it has, you know, specific benefits to the immune system, which it does. But it's interesting that it also has this clinical research for people undergoing what would be called heat stress, and the body's responding to that heat in a much more overall balancing and healthier manner.
You know, I saw a YouTube video a while back, and it was because I've never get. I mean, my dogs will eat vegetables and fruit; they love it. But I've never actually offered my pets like watermelon. You know, and just for whatever reason, I never have. I saw this because I have border collies, I have a boxer, I have Shih Tzus, and I have French bulldogs. And I saw this video with this guy, and he had a slice of a watermelon, and this French bulldogs were just going to town eating that. They were holding it, and they were just eating it like we do. So I decided to try it with one of my French bulldogs, and she just loved watermelon.
Really?
It was the weirdest thing. I was just sitting there perplexed, with my hand on my arm, just sitting here watching her as I was holding this. Have you ever given your animals melon?
Yeah, I might have given a little sliver. I've never like cut off a big old slice and stuck it on the ground or in the bowl to see if they would go at it. But maybe I'll do a little experiment and give that a try. I would think your boxer might like it too, because they tend to, as you know, have those voracious appetites where you put food in front of them and they literally inhale it. So,
well, he's the first to put it in his mouth. He's the first to put it in his mouth, but the first to spit it out.
Oh, okay.
So but you know, and horse, one. And we give the rinds to the horses. They love them.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Another question. What is your best recommendation for dry eye? Obviously, I've seen some natural eye drops, but I'm wondering if there's a supplement or a change in my diet that can be done to help with dry eyes. Curious.
Yeah, there's actually a mushroom I've used quite consistently now for a number of years called tremella. Mm-hmm. It's a traditional yin tonic in Chinese medicine. And yin is very moistening, cooling to the body. And it actually, and now that I think about it, it would be a great herb, for people who are living in Vegas in the desert during the summer, because it's going to help cool the body. It's going to help the body hang on to moisture. So it kind of moisturizes the body from the inside out. So I've used that with a number of people and seen really positive results. In fact, my wife uses it. She's a contact wearer, and she used to always be putting eye drops into her eyes when she was wearing contacts. And since she started taking tremella on a regular basis, I can't remember the last time that I've seen her actually, you know, put eye drops in that regard. So that's worked really well for her. I know some people say the omega-7s have been useful. I know there's some research on that, but I haven't used that. I don't know if you've seen that in personal experience, but I've had just such good luck with the tremella. But I haven't really needed to use anything else. Do you have any secrets in that regard?
You know, I'm a big believer, of course, in hydrating and, of course, lots and lots of omega-3 fatty acids. I think that's important. A lot of people have no idea the moisturizing that you could do from the inside, both to the skin and the joints. Of course, everything from the inside. No, I've recommended tremella as well. I learned it from you many, 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 many years ago, and I passed it on many times since then.
Great.
Another question. Let me see. Which one do we want to go here? Best suggestion for summer leg cramps?
Well, I feel like we kind of have an undergoing theme here with this stuff, but hydration, again, you can't overlook the importance of that. I'm a big fan of supplementing with magnesium and potassium, not just in the summer, but year-round. Maybe in the summer you want to up that dose a little bit. There have been some pretty interesting large population studies that have been done looking at the amount of potassium that we get into our bodies today because, you know, just through our diet versus what our ancestors ate. And we get like one-tenth the potassium that our ancestors used to eat, and that's, you know, going way back. So clearly we're not getting enough potassium in our diet, and it's one of those things that you can take pretty high amounts of. So, in that regard, I'm just a big fan of upping your potassium and magnesium dose. I like to take them together. Thankfully, a lot of companies make potassium formulas. Some people actually get a nice little energy boost from it and stuff. But it's something you need to take quite consistently. I've seen some evidence suggest that a true magnesium deficiency can actually take, you know, months to actually correct that imbalance. So you got to give it some time. In that regard. And the other thing I think not to overlook is just basic movement. We talk about being too stationary, sitting on our rear ends way too long during the days. You know, just getting up and getting moving, getting the blood going, getting the heart pumping, getting that stuff moving through the body, I think that shouldn't be underestimated. And I even encourage people, you know, set a timer on your computer, on your phone, on your watch, whatever it may be, and set it for an hour. And every hour, get up and, you know, just do a little walking, even if it's back and forth to the bathroom a couple of times. Or, you know, if you're in an office building, you know, go up and down a few flights of stairs, walk around the house. I have a driveway on a hill, so I just walk down the driveway and back up. Doesn't have to be a lot, but just get some movement in those times. I think that can have an impact as well.
Here's a question that's kind of interesting. It says, I've had trouble with my bowels with diarrhea for a long time, did a lot of medications with the gastroenterologist, but I decided to start listening to you and having smoothies a couple times a day. I actually started using quite a bit of fibers. I was adding chia seeds, ground flax, even some psyllium. It actually brought my cholesterol levels down. One of my friends said I'm taking too many different kinds of fiber. But the thing is, it took care of the problem. It keeps me full. It lowered my cholesterol levels. And I feel really good from it. Am I using too many fibers? I say no.
Yeah, well, without knowing how much fiber they're actually getting, you know, it's hard to say, but that's another one of those areas where they've actually done studies and they look at how much the average American consumes fibers. The RDI, isn't it something like 35 grams of it or something, which is nothing? Our ancestors, I don't remember the exact number, but used to eat over 100 grams, well over 100 grams of fiber on a daily basis. So if you are getting too much fiber, your body will let you know that you're getting too much fiber. I think it's great. I really like chia seeds. I like these whole food forms. I like flax seeds. Both of those should be freshly ground to be most beneficial to the body. I tend to like those a lot. Something like psyllium, I think, has its short-term applications that are useful for specific applications. I'm not a real big fan, personally, of psyllium on a long-term basis. I think it brings too much dampness to the digestive tract, and in the long run can actually create some irritation in that regard. But one thing you can do when you're taking a lot of fiber is take a class of herbs that are called aromatics. And basically those are herbs that have a lot of aroma. They smell a lot. If anybody's eaten in an Indian restaurant, oftentimes you'll see a little bowl of herbs that you're supposed to take a pinch of and kind of suck on for a little while. Those are aromatics, cardamom, anise, fennel. I mean, there are lots of herbs out there. There are formulas that a number of companies make in that regard. Those are really good, too, because, again, fiber tends to bring that dampness to the digestive tract. So, you know, some aromatics, maybe a little ginger added to it can be beneficial. But for the most part, you know, the vast majority of us don't get anywhere near the amount of fiber we really should be getting. So if they're not having any issues with it, kudos to them for, getting that fiber intake up.
Okay. Here's one that I think that'll be great for you to approach. It says, I've been a yogurt eater for a very long time. I don't buy into any of the sugared yogurts. I eat plain yogurt every day. I eat about a cup, sometimes a cup and a half every day. I add my own fruit. I add chia seeds and ground flax, and I eat it every single day. But even though I'm having this, I started developing urinary tract infections, and I decided to go ahead and add a good strong probiotic, which made a dramatic difference. My question is, can I still eat my yogurt when I'm having my probiotic?
Yeah, absolutely. The one reason yogurt is such a good mechanism for getting these good bacteria in the system is it's a good prebiotic. It's good food for these things. Basically the way you make yogurt is you just take milk, I'm simplifying, and throw in the culture to it, and it starts gobbling up the milk sugars and reproducing and growing and doing all things. So taking them together is a great way. I think prebiotics is one of those areas that's really neglected and overlooked when we talk about probiotics and digestive health. Making sure the good bacteria are fed are absolutely essential. So, yeah, by all means, take your – and I would encourage people, take your probiotics, with some sort of prebiotic, whether it be yogurt, whether it be, for people who don't do dairy, like FOS. I know a lot of people put FOS in their probiotics already, but it's not enough really to have the effect that you're looking for. So, heaping teaspoon of FOS with your probiotics, I think, is a real good way to kind of turbocharge those probiotics and feed them and help them in that regard. FOS is a slightly sweet taste. You can mix it in water, juice, you know, your smoothies. You can even mix it in your yogurt. You wouldn't even know it's in there. It's inexpensive. You can get powders of it, you know, 4 ounce and stuff from a number of companies. So, I would highly encourage that.
Okay. Here's one. I know this is definitely one we have not talked about before. Do you believe in the charcoal products that are now being sold? I see it being used internally for the gut and digestion, and I also see it being used as a toothpaste to whiten and brighten your teeth. There's one.
It's one of those things. I like charcoal. I think charcoal has some benefits. Do I think there's been a lot of hype and exaggerated claims that have been associated with it? Absolutely. Charcoal is an effective remedy for people who may be having some acute acid problems. I've used it with people who are suffering, who wake up the next morning and found out they ate something bad the next day for food poisoning, or if you think you had something. Charcoal works wonders for food poisoning. I've never seen anything work quite as well with it. I don't personally see a need for, taking that on a daily basis. If you need to take, charcoal on a daily basis, that's an indication to me that something's not right. Your diet's not right. Stress levels may be off. Something is out of balance there. I don't know about that. Charcoal makes a great mask. So if anybody wants to use it as a cosmetic topical, I think it's good in that regard. Mm-hmm. Certainly in toothpaste, if you want to use it, I don't see any reason not to. I think that's one of the areas that the claims are a bit exaggerated. I haven't seen any. Maybe you have, but I haven't seen any scientific evidence to suggest that charcoal actually whitens the teeth. But, can it act like an abrasive like calcium carbonate and other things they use? Yeah, personally, I'm not a big fan of toothpaste that use, these agents that really just kind of grind up against the teeth. So I'm not a big fan of using those sort of abrasives. I really would prefer people use a non-abrasive toothpaste or even soap, believe it or not. It works incredibly well as a toothpaste in that regard. So what are your feelings on charcoal?
I think I agree with that. I haven't seen any real whitening studies that are out there. I've used it on my teeth, and I do like the way it makes my teeth feel, but I don't use it every day. I may use it once or twice a week, and then I use my regular toothpaste because I'm the same thing with you. I had a lot of work done on my teeth, and I don't want anything that's really overly abrasive, so I agree. I'm a huge believer in using it for food poisoning in the stomach. It just absorbs so much of that nastiness and really does make you feel better, and it is very fast-acting for someone who's got an upset tummy the next day after eating something that didn't sit well. I believe with you there.
Great.
Question. Here's one for you, and I don't think I've ever asked you this. Are you still vegetarian?
It depends, I guess, on how you want to use the term. I am. I eat a vegetarian diet once, maybe twice a month. I may have some red meat. I eat it purely for, and I know people may laugh at it a little bit, I eat it purely for therapeutic reasons. If my stress levels tend to be a little higher for a prolonged period of time, that stress puts certain strains, and it gets kind of complicated when you look at the organs and the interaction of systems, but it basically puts certain stresses and strains on my digestive tract that leads to, for me, a manifestation of a cough that can get quite harsh. So for a while, I was doing red meat once or twice a month, and that kind of alleviated the problem for a long time. I think it improved the stomach chi in that regard. Thankfully, knock on wood, over the last year or so, I've been able to manage my stress levels better. Maybe it's because I'm more consistent with my ashwagandha and reishi at night, but I haven't really needed to do that. But if I feel this cough coming on for me, I know that's a warning sign. I'll have a grass-fed burger or something of that sort. But in general, I tend to stay away from that. I for years, traveled the country actually lecturing and encouraging people to do a vegetarian diet. I think a plant-based diet is certainly the goal for everybody. The amount of meat or other animal products you put into it, I think, really needs to be attuned to the individual, and I've learned that for myself. I've learned that working with a number of clients. So I think some occasional consumption of, again, grass-fed organic beef, I think, is fine. I don't recommend it really for anybody in general beyond maybe once or twice a week at the most. Large population studies suggest that people who live longer don't eat a lot of red meat. So I tend to stay away from it in that regard. But again, I think so much of this is really about listening to our bodies, not our minds, not what we want our bodies to be saying and doing. It's like, oh, yeah, my body's saying I want some cake. You know, that's not quite how it works. You have to be honest in that regard. But I'm a big fan of a plant-based diet. I don't emphasize a vegetarian diet, but a diet that's built and based around plants, to me, is without a doubt the healthiest diet there is, the one that has the most research behind it, the one that's most likely to contribute to a longer life. I know there's an all-protein or all-beef diet that's out there now that some people are recommending. I know the keto diet and the paleo diet tend to be really high on that. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have the information we need as far as long-term for those things to be beneficial. At the same time, we have a huge amount of research on these plant-based diets and the benefits in that regard. So, the long and short of the answer is I consider myself a vegetarian, but technically by rule of, law, so to speak, I'm probably not a vegetarian just because I do it now probably once every 6 months or so, but that's where I am. Where are you? I don't think we've ever talked about whether you eat meat or what animal products you consume and stuff.
I do eat chicken and fish, meat once in a while. I love salad. I eat a ton of vegetables. I'm not a big fruit eater.
Yeah, we talked about that. So yeah, I love fruit, but yeah.
Yeah, vegetables. I would rather have a bowl of Brussels sprouts than chocolate.
Wow.
So I love green vegetables.
You're blessed in that regard. One comment on the fish thing, I don't know if you saw it was covered pretty widely in a lot of the press last couple weeks or so. They basically did an analysis of seafood from various parts all around the planet and, way deep, where you're going miles and miles deep in the ocean, and they all basically had tiny particles of plastic in them. So basically, unfortunately, now it sounds like, when you're getting seafood, when you're getting fish, you're actually also consuming, these microscopic particles, these tiny particles of plastic and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, this gets to the larger point of, taking care of our environment is also important for our health in that regard.
Let me ask you something. Somebody asked me the other day about organic produce, and they said, am I a believer in organic produce? I just want to see if you're on the same page as me. I'm a big believer in organic produce, but probably not for the reason that most people think. I'm a big believer in organic produce because of the fact of what's not in or on it, which are chemicals and pesticides. Most organic produce is still grown in very denatured soils, so they're not lifting a lot more nutrients up into the actual fruit and vegetables and things like that. But I'm an advocate more because of what's not in or on it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you to a certain degree. There have been studies where they've analyzed different foods and compared, is there a big nutritional difference? Some studies have shown no difference. Some studies have shown slight difference. Some studies have shown with certain fruits or plants that there is a measurable difference between the two. But to me, the bigger concern is, and the bottom line is, we don't know how those things, those pesticides and those synthetics that are being sprayed on these plants are going to interact and affect our systems. I mean, a number of them certainly are carcinogenic. The way these pesticides tend to work is they affect the bug's central nervous systems. There's a certain amount of evidence to suggest that they do that to our own central nervous systems. So for me, the idea of eating a food with known carcinogens, with compounds that are very likely, to disturb our central nervous system, our brain, and create inflammation and free radical damage and a number of things, to me, it's a no-brainer. I don't understand why anybody would be consuming, if they have the option, non-organic produce. I just environmentally, it just doesn't make sense. And then when you look at the larger sense of what it does to the rest of the world, rest of the environment, getting in the water supplies, affecting bees, other pollinators. I mean, people may not know that bees are at a crisis state. We're losing like 25 to 30% of hives every year. There are hundreds of plants, including what we talked about earlier, watermelon, which is dependent upon bees for pollination, almonds, a number of foods that many of us eat on a regular basis. So, these pesticides are having a bigger impact beyond just what they do to us. They're dramatically impacting the environment, which in the long run could significantly impact us as well.
Well, I want to thank you for coming back. It's been a long time. We need to not wait so long this time. And I know how busy you are, but what a great pleasure to have you back today. Thank you so much.
Always your pleasure, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me on.
Be well, my friend.
You too.
Mark Kaler, make sure that you look him up and follow him and search out his organization, www.radianthealthproject.com, and you could follow Mark on Facebook as well. One big special going on at Stay Healthy. I want to remind everybody the Nature's Way Black Seed Oil. I had a question asking if it was the same as flaxseed oil. No, it's completely different. The black seed oil is Nigella sativa, so it is a different product, but I talked to Marge and a great discount, $32.99 on sale for $18.99. That's a huge, gigantic discount for an 8-ounce bottle. So remember the black seed oil from Nature's Way, big discount at Stay Healthy. I get a lot of requests for, you know, what to use and where to pick it up. Well, of course, Stay Healthy for a great deal and a great quality product. So yes, answer that question. No, they're not the same. And yes, you can use both of them if you so choose. I want to thank Mark Kaler for being here with me today. Always a pleasure to have Mark here. Mark has been in industry for a very long time, as like myself and Marge. You know, we've been around a long time. But of course, I want to thank him for taking the time out of his schedule. And I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Everything we talked about today is always available at Stay Healthy. Every single day, what I talk about is at Stay Healthy and all the companies that I stand behind, that I believe in what they have to say and what they make and what they manufacture and what they produce. All of those are available at Stay Healthy as well. There are some companies out there, you'll never hear me say anything bad about them, but if I don't really like their procedures, their formulations, I just won't discuss them, because there's too many great companies out there that it's just a lot more fun to talk about the best of the best. So that's what we do every single day here on the show. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make your healthy journey as easy as possible with great products, awesome prices, amazing, knowledgeable staff, incredible, you know, customer service, dishing out peace of mind in that full service environment every single day. You're going to be so happy that you started your healthy journey, but you didn't start it alone. You started with amazing people that'll be there with you every step of the way to answer your questions and make sure that you're, you know, proceeding in a positive direction, and they're going to make sure of that. You'll find them, well, at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. You can follow them on Facebook. Make sure to give them a thumbs up. Make sure to go to their webpage, which is stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can actually learn a lot, leave your email address, get newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff, so you really can get connected to the store. And if you've been thinking about getting healthy for a long time, do as much as you possibly can to make sure that you're doing everything available to get as healthy as possible. And having Stay Healthy Health Food Store on your side is going to make a dramatic difference. Remember to visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Take the time to take care of yourself. Do something great. I'm hoping you'll tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If for whatever reason you're not able to tune in, remember the courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every one of my shows is recorded, podcast, and archived every single day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon and then start getting downloads that are available to you when it's convenient for you. Isn't that what it's all about, making life convenient today? Podcasts are so cool. I mean, I love technology, you know, and I've been doing this a long time, you know, so far back. I was telling somebody this the other day, you'll love it. When we first started doing the show, our music breaks were an LP record where you would just drop the needle. That's a long time back. Then we went to 8-track tapes. Then we went to cassette tapes. And then we went to discs. And then we went to MP3 little tiny floppy discs. And now everything, of course, is loaded in and everything's wireless and pre-recorded and all that good stuff. So you know what? We've come a long way, but the same thing is happening in our industry. Great quality products today, more absorbable, more bioavailable, more digestible, more assimilable, all that wonderful stuff. But you don't know about it unless you ask about it. So ask the best. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Remember to visit them for all of your health food store needs. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.